From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Talks aimed at reducing the federal budget deficit resume in Washington today. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, President Obama is now personally involved.
President Obama called for meetings today with both Republican and Democratic Senate leaders. They'll be looking for ways to reduce the government's budget deficit, something many lawmakers have insisted on as a condition of voting to raise the federal debt ceiling. Lawmakers have about 5 weeks to increase the government's debt limit, or the United States will be in danger of defaulting on its obligations. Until last week, Vice President Biden was leading deficit reduction talks with a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Those talks were halted when Republicans refused to consider tax increases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Another person focusing on debt, jobs, and policies is Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who's set to announce her bid for the presidency today. She says she's gained further momentum after a debate with other possible GOP contenders.
Since the debate, people have paid attention and they've recognized that I am very serious about what I want to do because the country's on the wrong track.
Bachmann says she wants to get the country on the right track with moves including corporate tax cuts, repeal of unspecified environmental laws, and phase-outs of inheritance and capital gains taxes. Today, a UN team is scheduled to travel to Yemen to help assess human rights conditions in the country after 3 months of violence and unrest. As Linda Fasulo reports, this is the first visit by UN human rights experts since the political crisis there began in March.
The UN Human Rights Office had tried repeatedly to gain access to Yemen, but the government had refused to cooperate. This mission, however, comes at the invitation of the Yemeni government. Three UN experts who are slated to spend 10 days in the country are expected to meet with government officials, opposition and civil society members, religious leaders, and victims of alleged rights abuses. The team also hopes to visit medical facilities and detention centers in several cities. The mission is expected to issue a report of its findings and recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Thousands of homeowners in Minot, North Dakota are still in shelters and staying with relatives and friends. The Souris River has crested, but their homes are inundated. Forecasters say the river will slowly recede, leaving massive damage. A Federal Emergency Management Agency spokesman says just 375 of the 4,000 homes in flooded areas were insured for floods. And federal officials say a wildfire that has forced evacuations of about 100 people in northern New Mexico is threatening buildings, power lines, and natural gas lines. It's about a mile southwest of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, where officials say radioactive material is being protected. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court wraps up its term today. Observers expect it to rule in a case testing the constitutionality of Arizona's public finance law. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the state's voters enacted the public financing system by referendum 13 years ago.
The so-called Clean Elections Law was enacted after a police sting implicated 10% of the state legislature in an influence-peddling scandal. Reformers saw the law as a success. By 2008, two-thirds of all primary and general election candidates for state office accepted public funding in place of private funds. But some privately funded candidates challenged the law, contending it was aimed at leveling the playing field of candidates, something that the Supreme Court has said is unconstitutional. Last year, the High Court put the law on hold, strongly suggesting that when it rules, it will strike down the law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court is also plans to rule on whether a California law prohibiting sale or rental of violent video games to minors is constitutional. Federal judges have ruled the law violates First Amendment free speech rights. Supreme Court justices appeared narrowly split on the issue during arguments in November. Lawmakers in Greece start debating new austerity plans today, and those plans must pass this week if Greece is to receive a critical next installment of loans from its international bailout plan and to avoid default. Greek lawmakers are discussing a deeply unpopular set of spending cuts and tax hikes. The austerity bill goes for a vote on Wednesday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.